In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 32. 3/12/1933. And it's the eternal fiat was waiting for me. Again, it's the eternal fiat is waiting for us. It wanted me, Louisa, together with it in the creating act. Okay, so this is what we're entering into. This is why I love the higher volumes. How to go back to the divine inheritance of the Father. How did Adam live? How did Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, live? Okay, this is very important. The eternal fiat was waiting for me. See, the holy fiat of God is waiting for us. It wanted me together with it in the creating act to do what God does. Image and likeness is to do what God does. Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than me. How can we do far greater things than God? It's the divine will. And the fiat was waiting and to tell me, come into my act. Let us do this together, what I am doing. See, this is why we pray the rounds. This is why we pray the rounds of creation, rounds of redemption. Come together with me. And back into the creating act, come into my act, let us do together what I am doing. Do you see why the evil one hates us so much? Why he wants to kill as many humans as he possibly can? Because this is what God is calling humanity to. Come with me into my act. Let us do together what I am doing. It's that we don't become God, but Jesus says, I want you to experience the joy, the happiness of what I have done, I want my children to do. Louisa says, I felt all confused and my eternal love, Jesus, surprisingly told me, Louisa, little daughter of my divine will, courage, why are you confused? In my most holy divine will, there is no yours or mine. The act of one must be unified with the other and become one. Do you see what God is calling us to? This is so beautiful. There is no yours and mine anymore. The act of one must be unified with the act of the other and become one. Even more, as the creature enters into our divine will, the soul remains confirmed in the act that my fiat is doing. So we enter into this gift. It is love. It is loving industries, and they are such that it wants to say to the creature, we have done this together. Remember, we have been with God from the beginning of time, and we're going to be God until the end of time. We're going to be God with God in his will for all eternity. This is the beatific vision. We have done this together. Volume 32, 5/28/1933. Louisa, my blessed daughter, courage. It is necessary that I let you know where one can reach by holding my divine will as one's life. So he's saying, you haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is going to knock your socks off. And he says, and into what abyss one hurls himself who lets himself be dominated by his own miserable human will. Even more, each evil I make known to you is about a door to the human will that I have you close. So what God is letting us see is all the misery in the world, all the evil in the world. And it's a door that the human will close. We're not going to be with this anymore. It's a guard that I give you so that if you want to ever enter again and descend into the precipice of the human will, the guard may reject you and keep that door shut. You see what's coming? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin, no more sorrow. no more suffering, no more death. You see what's coming? A new and divine way of holiness, John Paul II has said. 5:32, 9:2, 19:33. Louisa, my blessed daughter, courage. Banish from your heart any fear. It's got to be gone. No more fear, no more complaining, no more negativity, no more worry. That is a weapon that either kills or wounds. Love, he says, it kills love and makes you lose the closeness with your Jesus. While I am neither able nor do I want to be without intimacy with the soul who wants to live in my divine will. This is why we wear the wedding ring. It's to say to the Lord, you have asked me to marry you. You've proposed to me. I want this yes. See, the wedding feast is heaven. This intimacy with Jesus, he wants to begin now. He says, courage, banish from your heart any fear, any anxiety, any negativity. That's the weapon that either kills or wounds my love. And it makes you lose the closeness of your Jesus. While I am neither able nor do I want to be without intimacy with the soul who wants to live in my divine will. In each pain you suffer, be it even my privation, in everything you do with your whole being, I, God, want you to always call on my divine will. Come, divine will. That's our prayer. That's our mantra. Come, divine will, so that all your acts may form the channel through which it may find the way, the place in which to enclose its goods and makes them flow in abundance. Come, divine will. Walk in my walking. Come, divine will. Sing in my singing. Come, divine will. Gaze in my gazing. He says, it's going to enclose all the goods that make them flow in abundance with the soul who calls upon the divine will. Call upon the divine will throughout the day. Come, divine will, wash the dishes as I'm washing the dishes. Come, divine will, drive in my driving. Come, divine will, you know, sing in my singing, whatever you're doing. Make them, God says, I'll make them flow in abundance. Volume 33, 6:6, 1935. My daughter, Louisa, courage. Everything shall serve for the triumph of my most holy divine will. If a strike, and that's what's coming, it will be because I, God, want to restore. My love is so great that when I cannot win by way of love and of graces, I try to win by way of terror and fright. Be courageous. We're going to see some tough things. We're going to hear about some tough things. Be courageous. My love is so great. When I can't win by way of love and graces, I mean, the final devotion given to humanity before Jesus returns is divine mercy. If I can't win by that, I'll win by way of terror and fright. He's going to win. As my first pastor said to me, you can either do it your way or you can do it my way. He was always right. My way doesn't work. His way. He was always one. He was really a great guy, great priest. Volume 34, 7:4, 1936. Blessed daughter Louisa, courage. Do not lose heart. My divine volition wants everything because it knows that even just one small act, one desire, or one fiber of the human heart would spoil God's most beautiful works that are done in the divine order. Don't get your human will in the way. My divine will wants everything. I want every thought, every word, every deed, because I can make it perfect. Be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. Its sanctity would remain hampered, its love restricted, its power limited. This is why it does not tolerate even just one fiber of the human will to keep its life. The human will is misery. Jesus says, live in my divine will. It's perfection. And that's why he says, when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world. He hasn't found anything yet. We're still wanting things of this earth. We've got to get to the point of saying, I want nothing more of earth. I only want that of heaven. I want heaven on earth. This is what I desire. Why? Because you, Lord, desire it. Volume 34, 12, 24, 1936. A light descending from the bosom of the Eternal One invests my poor soul. See, again, this light, you're going to experience it. This light of God, this life of God, this love of God. But it is speaking light. It speaks so many things about the celestial sovereign Mary. I don't know how to be able to repeat them all. Louisa, courage, my daughter. I shall help you. I shall administer you to the words. I feel the irresistible need to make known who this mother of mine is, the divine qualities, the divine privileges, and the great good that Our Lady does and can do to all human generations. If you haven't read The Prodigies of the Blessed Mother, if you haven't read that yet, if you love the Blessed Mother and you read The Prodigies of Mary, that's at LuisaPicaretta.me. If you read it, you're going to fall more in love with Our Lady because you're going to hear from Jesus why he loves his mother so much, why the Father loves his little daughter so much, why the Holy Spirit loves his spouse so much. You read this and you go, I mean, who is this Blessed Mother? I mean, I'm always saying, who is Louisa? But who is this Mother of God who has these divine qualities, divine privileges, and the great good that she does and can do for all of humanity? Who is she that God chose her from the beginning of time? Volume 34, 3, 18, 1937. Can there be a greater love such as to reach the extent of saying, courage, do not fear? Can there be a greater love? Come with full trust to live with me. Full trust. Trust me, Jesus says. Jesus, I trust in you. And even if you should fall short of flowing constantly in my fiat, I shall compassionate you. I shall make myself take on the operating part that you cannot do, and I shall make up for you in everything. That's our God. He knows how weak we are. He knows how little we are. He knows we are nothing. He says, if you live in your nothingness, I'll take care of it. I'll fill you to overflowing. But you have to empty yourself of all that is not of me, all that is of the world. Begin to live all of heaven, Jesus says. I'll compassionate you. I'll take care of you. I'm your God. I'm your Lord. I'm your Savior. I'm your Master. I'm your King. I'm going to take care of you. My mother is your Queen. And Jesus says, I'll take care of everything. This is the joy of entering into the divine will. Volume 34, 4-4, 1937. Louisa, my daughter, what are you doing? The Lord says this to us all the time. Courage. Why do you oppress yourself too much? Your Jesus does not want this. And besides, the very pain that you feel means that you do not want to get out of my divine will. And to me, your human will is enough. It is the surest pledge. We say to God, take my human will. I want your divine will. This is the pledge. I, God, keep your human will enclosed in my divine heart as the most precious thing that nobody, nobody may ever touch it. God's going to take care of everything. He says, I want this swap. You give me your human will, I'll give you the divine will. And what people say, this goes way, way, way back when I first heard of the divine will. Your human will is a rusty penny. And Jesus says, give me your rusty penny and I will fill you with gold, as much gold as you want, as deep as you want, as high as you want. I'll give you all the gold that I possess, Jesus says. And humans go, well, if I give you my rusty penny, if I give this to you, I won't have it anymore. The guy goes, yeah, that's what I want to do. Give me your penny. I will fill you with gold. Give me your human will. Give me your human misery. I will fill you with divine. We are so ignorant that we're always going back to our human will and going, you know, my ego, my will, I want to keep. God goes, get rid of it. I'll share with you my divinity. That's what God's waiting for. Volume 34, 4-8, 1937. Louisa, my blessed daughter, courage. Courage knocks down the strongest bastions, defeats the fiercest armies, debilitates our divine power. That's what the courage does. Or rather, it appropriates it. And with courageousness, the soul wins what she wants. And we triumph, God, in seeing that she doesn't have the slightest doubt to obtain what she wants, because doubt decreases courage. We triumph, God, give the soul more than what she wants. My daughter, courage, trust, insistence without ever ceasing. Love and our divine will are the weapons that wound us, triumph God, such that, debilitating us, we let the soul take by herself whatever she wants. See, it's what God does is when we live in his will, he sees himself and he's in ecstasy, knowing that the soul has surrendered and that God is reigning. That's what debilitates God. God sees how beautiful he is, how perfect he is, how loving he is. And he's asking us, are you willing to live this abundant life? He's really asking us, are you willing to let God reign? That's what God is waiting for. Volume 35, 10, 12, 19, 10, 12, 19, 37. Louisa, my little daughter of my volition, why do you fear? In my divine will, there are no fears, but highest love, highest courage, highest firmness. Once it is decided, it never moves. Okay, so the decision is to say to Jesus, I want to live in the divine will. The decision is to, again, first thing in the morning, do your prevenient act. I want to be fused with the triune God. I want to fuse myself with Jesus and Mary Louisa. I want to enter the prime act of God. I want to do my acts and my rounds in the divine will. I want to live in the divine will. And I want nothing more of earth. I only want that of heaven. So Jesus says, when there's no fears, the highest good, courage and firmness, once it has been decided, if we made that final decision to live in the divine will, it never moves. More so, since the soul who lives in the divine will does not pray, but commands. Now, I experienced that when I was sick in the hospital a few weeks ago. I really went there, to tell you the honest truth. I thought I was dying. I thought, well, there's nothing I can do. I went there. I remember when I was in the emergency room, I'm laying in the hall there, and the one of the nurses says, "You want to take off your boots?" I said, "I want to die with them on." I really felt that that's why I was there. And your prayers in the divine will, your command prayers, are so powerful. I feel better now than since I was basically healed at Mary's Rome City, Indiana, our Lady Shrine of Our Lady of America. As soon as the water touched my lip, as soon as it touched my lip, I was instantly healed. I felt that, and 20 years younger. And since I've been back from the hospital, your prayers, you have to understand, the soul who lives in my divine will does not pray. Please, 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 please ask, believe that you received it and is yours, Jesus says, but commands. When you read if you ever read the command prayer, and that's in LuisaBicaretta.me, if you read the command prayer, this is so powerful. The soul commands, the soul doesn't pray. The soul can take as owner whatever she wants. You're going to find this out when you start praying in the divine will, especially the command prayer. We try and God place everything at the soul's disposal, and this because all is sacred, all is holy in the soul who strive to live in the divine will. Why? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And more so, since by living in our divine will, she shall not want, nor shall she ever take or command anything but what we ourselves want. Therefore, her command delights us. Her command makes us triumph God joyful. And we ourselves say, take, tell us, what do you want? What else do you want? The more you take, the more you make us triumph God happy. That's really becoming a true child of God. When you pray, Jesus says, ask, believe, and you receive it, and it is yours. Jesus says, I want more than that. I want more than that for the soul. This is what Jesus is asking. Volume 35, 3, 6, 1938. Louisa, my good daughter, courage, oppressions, melancholies, and the thought of the past have no reason to exist for the soul who lives in my divine will. If you've gone to confession, if you've made a good confession, the thoughts of the past are gone. Jesus forgives and he forgets. And then he says, begin to live this abundant life. These are notes that clash with our notes of divine joy, divine peace, divine love, and form feeble sounds that sound unpleasant to our divine ears. These notes of joy, peace, and love are clashing with the misery. The misery forms feeble sounds that are unpleasant to our divine ears. They are like bitter little drops thrown into the sea that would want to embitter our divine ocean, this divine sea. But while living under divine will, we make the creature the owner of our seas of joy, the owner of our seas of happiness. And if necessary, we arm the soul with our divine power so that everything may be propitious to her and nothing may do harm to her, because there is no power that can go against our divine will. Besides, the thought of the past is truly absurd. It is like wanting to claim divine rights. It's the thoughts of the past. I mean, there's two people that remember your past, basically, you and the devil. And when this devil taps you on the shoulder, goes, look at that. Look what you've done. How can you live with yourself? Jesus says very clearly, when we turn around, I don't see anything. He's forgiven and forgotten. But we listen to the evil one, turn our back completely to God, and we're facing darkness. It's the thoughts of the past are truly absurd. If you've gone to confession, God forgives and he forgets. Volume 35, 330, 1938. I was feeling oppressed in seeing that those who surround me suffer and make great sacrifices because of me. Poor daughter of mine, courage. I don't want you to think about this. You must know that I, God, can and know how to repay well even the small sacrifices and attentions. How much more so for the big ones? I, God, count everything, and I do not leave without recompense even a breath done for me. More so, if these sacrifices were made for one who loves me, for one who wants to live in my divine will, I, God, feel as if they were done for myself, Jesus says. 536, 519, 1938. Louisa, my blessed daughter, courage. Don't be afraid. The virtue, the power of my divine will is such that upon entering into the divine will, all the evils, all the passions, all the missteps, all the works remain paralyzed. The human will is defeated to the point of dying without really dying. However, the human will understands with great joy that while the evils are paralyzed, it feels the life of goodness rise again within the soul, a light that never dies, a never-ending strength, an eternal love, heroic sacrifice, and invincible patience enters into the soul. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. And he says, I can say that my divine will puts an end to the evils of the creature, since it is the principle and life of every good. The divine will is the principle and life of every good. My daughter, have courage. Don't be troubled. All that your Jesus did was necessary to my love and to my importance of what I, God, have manifested to you about my divine will. And I can say it was necessary for my very life and to accomplish the work of creation. So here Jesus is showing us this new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. I can say it was necessary that manifesting this divine will to you for my very life to be on earth again and to accomplish the work of creation. Creation isn't completed yet. Creation will only be completed when we go back to where Adam was before the fall. This is sanctification. When that happens, joy, happiness, heaven to earth. Get ready. It's going to be great. 536, 7, 6, 1938, 38. Louisa, my good daughter, he keeps on trying to get across to us who Louisa is. Why do you embitter yourself? Bitterness clashes against my will because it is the source of all the sweetnesses and triumphs and conquests. The divine will is the source of all the sweetnesses and triumphs and conquests. Bitterness clashes with my will. Stop it, he says. No more bitterness. If the soul feels bitterness, it is because they don't live in my divine will. So Jesus is showing us, if there's any bitterness in your life, Jesus, the divine will isn't there. Their human will tyrannizes them, so they suffer from bitterness and remain defeated. Therefore, courage, my daughter. You must know that as the creature lives in my divine will, the soul feels the need of our heavenly fatherland, feels the need to live in heaven on earth. As the creature lives in my divine will, you feel the need of heaven. She feels it already in her own, so depriving herself of the heavenly glory for love of me, I, God, feel as if she would give back to me everything, and in each of her acts, she gives me all of heaven, the whole ocean of joys, the whole ocean of happiness contained in the celestial regions in heaven. See, what we're giving back to God is God's. We breathe it in. Thank you, Jesus. And then we breathe back Jesus to the Father. I love you. I pray. That's the rounds. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you with Jesus's holy humanity. 536, 7-11, 1938. Blessed my Louisa, blessed daughter, blessed Louisa. Courage. I am with you. Courage. God is with us. Like I said, you shouldn't be afraid. We're born for this time. And God is with us. These three things, we have to have that zeal. We have to know that this is true. We have to have that fervor to change the face of the earth. Dying to ourselves, dying to our ego and our will, crucified with Christ, one with the Blessed Mother, one with Louisa, so that the kingdom can be established. Courage! I am so pleased when you write, when you read, that for each word that Louisa wrote, each word that we read, I, God, give you a kiss as my little child. I, God, give you a hug as my little child. I, God, give the divine life of mine as a gift to my little one. Do you know why? Because I see copied in the writings of our life of the eternal love. Now, for those who read it, study it, put it into practice, the copy of our operating divine will in the soul. You see why God is so happy when you read. 536, 9, 18, 1938. Louisa, my blessed daughter, courage. Don't be afraid. Come into my divine will so that its light may remove from you the sad sight of what is happening in the world. As I, God, talk to you about my will, let us soothe the pains that unfortunately both of us are suffering. This is the three, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Jesus says, when I talk about myself, I'm always talking about my mother as well. We are one, Jesus and Mary. And now with Louisa, it's the braiding of the three together. Let us soothe the pains that unfortunately all of us are suffering. See how beautiful it is to live in my divine will. What I do, the soul does. What I do, the soul does. Image and likeness. How beautiful it is for the company of one who wants what I want and does what I do. The union makes happiness arise. Heroism is doing good, tolerance in bearing. He's showing us how to live. It's his life. 536, 10. To 1938. Louisa, my good daughter, courage. He says very clearly, If you lose her, you shall lose the strength to live always in my divine will. Don't lose heart. Don't worry about what they say or do. Don't worry. He says to Louisa, they want to destroy humanity. Louisa, they want to destroy my church. The next words of Jesus to Louisa are, let them. You and I, he says, Louisa, are going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you happy? It's true. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they do. Our victory is in the fact that they cannot prevent us from doing what we want to do. The kingdom is coming. So I can talk to you about my divine will and you can listen. Jesus can talk to us about the divine will and we can listen to him as we read. No power in heaven or on earth can obstruct this. Volume 36, 10, 19, 1938. Louisa, poor daughter of mine, your pains are mine. I and my mother, we suffer together with you. Therefore, courage, abandon yourself in me, and you shall find the strength for your sufferings. The soul who lives abandoned in me, and this is what God is asking of us, finds the refuge from her sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. She finds the hiding place in which to hide so that nobody can touch her. And if anybody wants to touch Louisa or the little children of the Holy Divine Will, I, God, shall know how to defend Louisa and her children. Remember that. If anybody wants to touch you, I know how to defend you, Louisa, and your children. Because touching the one who loves me is even more than touching myself. And I, God, hide Louisa and the little children of the Holy Divine Will in me, and I confound those who want to strike the soul who loves me. Jesus is saying, I'm going to protect you. There's no fear. There's no worry. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no doubts. Jesus is going to take care of us. Jesus is going to take care of us. It's really true. So often I've seen situations where impossibilities, like, oh boy, this is going to be impossible. And always, you know, God intervenes. God intervenes. And that, again, that's a prayer that you can pray as a command prayer. Lord God, intervene in this situation. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Jesus, intervene. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Love you. Glorify you. And watch what happens. God intervenes. And all that he's asking is that we get out of the way and let him reign as king. Volume 36, 10, 26, 1938. Louisa, my good daughter, do not fear. Courage. I won't leave you. I cannot leave you. Now that's a good one to write on your mirror. Do not fear. Courage, exclamation point. I won't leave you, exclamation point. I cannot leave you, exclamation point. The chains of my love tie me to you and make us inseparable. But then why do you fear to be leaving my divine will? What? See, fear, you leave the divine will. Why do you enter into this doubt, this worry, this fear, this anxiety, this complaints? Jesus says, enough. Stop it. Stop it. See, we have to treat ourselves as you would treat an untamed horse. You know, you can't ride it. And again, this is enough. Now you're going to be tamed. And basically, you got to treat yourself like this. Enough. Stop it. Enough. Turn back to God. Enough. Listen to the Lord. And then go back to reading. Once you start reading again, all the power of heaven is with you. Jesus just said that. All the power is with you. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. Yes, it's going to be tough. I compare it. What comes to my mind is going through a field on a stagecoach at full force. I mean, you're not going to have too much time sitting on that that board that you're bouncing off of. It's going to be tough, but we hang on because God's going to win. It's going to be, I think, to describe what's coming, it's going to be like the greatest ride at an amusement park. Now, if you don't like rides, it's going to be tough. But what God is going to be doing, He wins, and He's going to make sure that we're with Him. Don't give up. Don't become afraid. He says, courage then. Since your pains are because of me, we, triumph God, keep you in our will as the little ill one. God's going to take care of us. I am the first who suffers with you. That's what we have to remember. Suffering, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering is a means of purification. And it's to lead us closer and closer to the one who suffered the most and his mother who was with him on Calvary to redeem. Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady was with Jesus, co-redeeming with him as her heart was split in two, knowing that either he had to die or all of us had to die. She offered up her son, the Holy One, the Son of God, to take our place. Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin and doubt is nailed to the cross with Jesus. It doesn't belong to us anymore. He died so that we would be freed. Courage, Jesus keeps on saying. Your pains are because of me. We, triumph God, keep you in our will as the little ill one. I am the first who suffers with you, me and my mother. And since your pains are mine and I suffer more than you, I am like your nurse. I assist you. I make your bed out of my arms. I place my pains around you to strengthen you. Our mother and queen runs to put you on her lap to protect her little ill daughter. Courage. All I want is that you be at peace. All I want is courage and peace from you. Stop it. I want you to be courageous. Stop it. I want you to be peaceful. Don't trouble yourself anymore. I, God, will take care of everything. Do we believe that? If we believe that, we're filled with joy. We're filled with happiness. We're filled with confidence. God is going to do it. God is going to do it. And all that he's asking is, do you trust me? Do you believe in me? Do you hope in me? Do you have confidence in me? And this is the rounds, praying the rounds of creation, praying the rounds of redemption. Yes, I believe. Yes, I trust. Yes, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You're my all. You are everything. I trust you. This situation, that situation is nothing to you. You're God. I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. This is what God is waiting for. He's really, really waiting for us to turn back to him. What a glorious time to be alive. Volume 36, 11, 13, 1938. Poor daughter, she is the true martyr. She is the victim of all. Now, Jesus is speaking about Louisa. Mary went through the martyrdom of martyrdoms. Like mother, like daughter, daughter, like mother, Louisa is the true martyr of the human, of the fallen race. Luisa is the victim of all of humanity. That's why Jesus loves Luisa. He's finally found a newborn who has the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve, Luisa Picaretta. Who is this Luisa Picaretta? That God has saved the best for last. The true martyr, the true victim of all of humanity. Echoing the life of Jesus and Mary. Oh, how many times in seeing Luisa suffer, I look at Luisa with so much tenderness and so much compassion as to cheer her up. And I say, Luisa, my daughter, you received my same destiny. Hanging on the cross. You received my same destiny. Dying on the cross. Poor daughter, courage. Your Jesus loves you more than you love me, Jesus says. And in feeling more loved by me, Luisa smiles in the sufferings and her abandons herself in my arms. So Jesus says to us, we are the children, little children of the holy divine will of the newborn, Luisa, of the firstborn, Luisa. Jesus says to us, courage. Your Jesus loves you because you're one with Luisa. And feeling more loved by me, we smile in the sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings. And we abandon ourselves, one with Luisa, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. How great is this? How magnificent is this? There's no sorrow or sadness with Jesus and Mary. What God is doing is we're crossing that ocean of the infinite ocean of light, of love, of life. This is what God is asking of us. One with Luisa, she's done it. The first human since Adam to live in the divine will. Born of original sin. Jesus possessed it, of course, the Son of God. Mary possessed it, of course, the Mother of God. But who is this newborn that Jesus now gives to the world? Who is she? Volume 36, 1228, 1938. Luisa, my daughter, courage. Don't lose too much heart. Despondency makes you lose strength. Makes you feel as if the one who lives in you, Jesus himself, Mary herself, and loves you so much is far away from you. No more despondency. No more sadness. No more worry. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more complaints. No more negativity. No more sin. It's going to get to that point. Wait till you see what God has got planned for all of humanity. That great event is very close. Very close. And Jesus has to give everybody what they want. Let them do what they want, Jesus says. We are going to bring the kingdom, Jesus says, to Luisa and to the little children of the holy divine will. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, that God brings divine healing to all of humanity. We pray Our Lady, a Queen of Peace, to reign on earth as it is in heaven with the King, the Prince of Peace. We pray that all that we go through in this earth be transformed, transmuted to living in the divine will. We pray for divine healing, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.